The Crossbreed Holster Studios.
What kind of person possesses no means to defend either himself or his family?
Annoying, gun-grabbing liberals from coast to coast.
You know, what do they need all those bullets for?
He's the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
No caveman in his right mind would have ever left his cave without his club.
This is Armed American Radio.
Now, your host, Mark Walters.
Sitting in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. I hope you enjoyed the previous two live hours of Armed American Radio. We got back in time from the National Rifle Association annual meetings to jump into the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. And it's what we do. We bring you live radio. If you want to communicate with me during the program, as I'm saying it, as you're hearing it, I'm saying it as you're hearing it. This is live radio. I mean, you know, sans the internet delay there if you're listening online on the app. Or, the 8-second delay if you're listening on one of our hundreds of affiliates around the nation in hundreds of cities. Great to be here with you, but it's live radio. You know, this isn't days-old stuff that we regurgitate to you. This is the real deal. We got home from Louisville, right? Kentuck. Isn't that great? Sounds like something out of a Josie Wales movie. Missouri and Kentuck. Love it. But we got back today in time to bring you this live Armed American Radio broadcast. And the first 2 hours were special edition, the Breitbart News special edition hours of Armed American Radio with the great political analyst A.W.R. Hawkins. What a great writer. He has this incredible knack for just tying up everything he's writing in one or two sentences with this great nugget of wisdom that wraps it all together. It's like he puts a bow on it, pulls it tight for you, and says, there you go. And it's almost impossible to argue with it. He's right. He's right. He thinks. It's not this dopey, feel-good, you know, Shannon Watts. Can't we all just get along? What's wrong with everybody having health care? What flavor are unicorn farts, for crying out loud? It's La La Land. All cars should get 100 miles an hour, 100 miles a gallon. Nobody should go over 55. Put a sign up. Let's drop flyers on ISIS and end the beheading of Christians. Well, terrorism, Muslim terrorism, Islamic terrorism, whatever you want to call it, they don't want to call it that, exists. And you just, as we learn on weekends like this with the National Rifle Association and hearing Donald Trump speak, if you just simply say what you mean and mean what you say, people will understand you. And you won't get that reputation that Hillary Clinton has with this double speak, phony accent, everywhere she goes, nobody trusts her, this, that, and the other thing. So I don't know. I'll digress now. I'm tired. I could go a million different directions now, and I'm not going to. But we have a call on the line on the Crossbreed Holster Breitbart News hotline. We have Rob Morse from the Polite Society podcast. Rob, I had lunch with Rob, and he is on the line. He's on his way back, wisely stopped because he was driving back from Louisville, Kentucky, back down to the southeastern United States and Louisiana. And he wisely stopped for the day. Or for the evening, and has given us a call. Rob, how you doing? Welcome to the Crossbreed Holster Breitbart News Hotline, man.
I am doing great. It was great to see so many friends. There are probably hundreds of them I missed because they were hiding behind all those firearms displays.
Well, you know, I'm glad you said that because that's very true. I felt the same way. I've got emails from people and text messages as I'm on the floor. Hey, where are you? You know, I'll give you a real life story. Two of them, Rick Echter in Detroit, the great firearms instructor.
Sure.
He and I, we played, text tag for a day and a half and passed each other and never got together. I feel bad about that. But I know I'll run into Rick somewhere else. We'll bring him back on the program. That's not a big deal. It's just your time isn't your own. You're drawn to a million places. You've got to be at certain places. And, you know, Rob Pincus couldn't make it to the Crossbreed booth. He was scheduled to be there with us, you know. So it's just one of those deals that the thing is so big and so many people pull you in so many different directions, you can't be everywhere. But, hey, a great time is had by all. And to those of you I missed, you know I love you. And to those of you who I did see, wow, very humbling, incredibly humbling experience. Go ahead, Rob.
Mark, let me tease you. The floor is set up. Every booth is numbered, so you trade four-digit numbers to go. Either Battleship or Bingo on a 10-acre scale. And as I'm walking down in a hurry to get somewhere, I go, "That's Evan Knappen, Mr. Knappen." You know,
right.
We've never met. We stop. We've known each other on Facebook for years. Shake. Thank you for all you do. Same to you. Go on. What are you looking at? Because off he goes. And there's Mr. Knife Laws of the USA, as well as all he does for our Second Amendment rights. And he's there. And you meet him face to face. I bumped into so many people who I've heard of, met, who I actually work with and had never met face to face. Great event.
It is, and it's an Americana event. You know, you're not kidding about that. I don't want to play inside baseball for people who couldn't make it. I hate hearing conversations like that. It's, you know, we weren't there type thing, and we were, and that I don't want to go there. What I want to do is tell you how much fun it is to meet those of you who do go, and that's why we say, man, if you can make it, if there's any way you can make it, get out to this thing. But you're right, because the events are so big. I'll just leave it at this, and then we'll move on. The following text exchange with AWR, where are you at? 5108. Where are you heading? 2325. Was just there. Missed you. I'll see you at 5460. Okay? I mean, it's just the way that if not, I'll see you in the press room. Those kinds of things. And that's just the way it is at these events. And here's why. Because it's so crowded. Rob, how impressed were you with this year's attendance? Tens and tens and tens of thousands of people. Compare that to the soundbite from the Un-Americans, who have a dozen people there in orange dopey shirts that think they're going to compete with freedom-loving Americans across this country.
You would meet people from every corner of this country. That's literally, as you say, crowd fishing vessels to white sandy beaches, and you had something in common. You would bump into a stranger and have common friends. It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was amazing. There is a firearms culture. It is vibrant. It is strong. It was on display because these strangers and I, literally friends I'd never met. Some friends I greatly admire. I bumped into Kimberly Corbin and just told her, thank you, thank you, thank you for all she does. I did that to strangers. I just met them. They tell me about what they're doing. You know, they volunteer for Appleseed. They're
right.
Our future. Over and over and over again. Was it as crowded? It was bigger than, I think, Nashville, and therefore it felt a little less crowded. It was comparable maybe in attendance. We'll have to wait and see how the numbers actually turn out.
Yeah, I'm going to lose my fourth bet, but that's okay. Now, let me just give you a heads up. Next year's convention is in Atlanta, okay?
Yep.
The hub, America's flight hub. This is the busiest airport in the world. You can get a direct flight to anywhere, to Atlanta, from anywhere in the world. If you're interested in coming out, here's the trick. Here's what you need to do. Again, just please walk with me here for just a second. If
sure.
You're even thinking about it, you're hearing us talk about it, you say, man, okay, I want to go out there and I want to meet Rock, and I want to go out and I want to meet Rob, and I want to go out and I want to meet AWR Hawkins, and I want to meet Tim Schmidt, and I want to meet the Crossbreed people, and I want to meet all these guests, and I want to meet Alan Gottlieb instead of just hear him, okay? Here's what you do. Make your reservation right now, for a hotel in downtown Atlanta. Doesn't cost you any money. Nobody takes a bite out of your credit card. Nobody holds anything. They just hold a room for you for a year, and you have 24 hours before you show up. Cancel it. Just make the reservation because the hotels are going to book. They're already booking. In fact, the Crown next to the convention center downtown is already booked because the NRA takes huge blocks of rooms for NRA housing. And NRA housing has already booked. So if you're interested in doing this or you're thinking about it, say now's the time to go, you know what, honey, let's go there next year. Book a room downtown now. All of the hotels that are in the vicinity have shuttles supplied by the NRA to get you to and from. All you have to do is walk down the lobby. Every 30 minutes or so, the shuttle runs and takes you to the convention center. It's that simple. So book the room now. That's pretty fun, good advice, isn't it, Rob?
It is, Mark. Just like the Gun Rights Policy Conference, I've asked friends over and over to come. I said, look, if you're disappointed, you know, I'll buy you a meal. I feel terrible. no one's ever taken me up on it.
No, if you're disappointed with that, then you don't have to buy them. You just tell them you're no longer friends. If that disappoints you, I don't want you in my stable.
We got to change the medication because you got deeper problems than the people you're meeting.
It's very true. It's very true. And you will be at – let's go ahead and let's push the Gun Rights Policy Conference. Time is flying, okay? My travel schedule begins – let me tell you what we're doing. June 24th, that weekend, I believe the 24th is Saturday, I'm pretty sure, I will be in Tampa, Florida for an event at a gun show and or a gun shop. And I'll have more information about that probably in about a week or so. I'll let you know. But in the meantime – August 28th, the Minnesota State Fair, and then we go to the Gun Rights Policy Conference, and it all begins now. We'll be back right after this.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it?
Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. American Marksman. Are you the one?
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
tuned in to Armed American Radio.
Look, I hate to tell you this, Democrats, but it's your party coming after our guns. Simple as that.
Don't give me that line about how outlawing guns means only outlaws will have guns. I hate the catchphrase.
Has it ever been disproven?
Regardless, it's annoying to hear people say it.
Filling your prescription for freedom. Here's the host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Sitting in the Crossbreed Holster studios with you, I tell you, the fastest individual hours on all of radio, live radio, markatarmedamericanradio.org at the bottom half of this hour. Heading up to the top of the hour to close out the program, I'm going to be reading a number of your emails and commenting on that. We'll also carry some emails over into Armed American Radio's Daily Defense program tomorrow, no doubt about it. I'm talking with Rob Morse of the Polite Society podcast. Rob, welcome back to the show, brother. Always a pleasure to have you. I got to ask you a question about Trumpage.
Yes.
At the convention, were you there to see Trump speak, or at least to hear him speak on any of the various monitors in the press room or anything like that?
I watched him from the press room.
Okay. What did you take away from, number one, Chris Cox's early endorsement? Because this is an early endorsement, and I want to get your take on as to why you think they did. Now, I'll tell you what I think and what we discussed with AWR earlier in the program. But what was your takeaway from Donald Trump's talk relative to the Second Amendment? Do you fear Donald Trump?
Not at all. I think Chris wanted to help unite a divided Republican Party.
Bingo. And, right on the money. Right on the
and
money.
He was able to say, we're in. Someone did text me a message. They go, okay, I was at the NRI annual meeting. I want two Trumps. One that's two yard signs for my yard. One says Trump. The other says never Hillary. I think those are two sides of the same sign.
You just nailed it. And I know you didn't have the opportunity to hear me and AWR talk about this, but that is essentially what I said. Now, what I did is I went a step further, of course, on this radio program and fully endorsed this program's offered Donald Trump this program's full endorsement. We are reaching out to the Trump campaign. I'm hopeful that we'll get him on here. He is aware of the program. We have reached out to campaign members, staffers in the past. Yep. His schedule has been very, very hectic. We didn't really want to mess with, we didn't push too hard during the primaries. They were fighting that battle, let them go. The Cruz campaign came at us hard trying to get as much airplay as they could. And we played, we put their guests
That's
on,
right.
We put their lineup on. That's my job to do that. I want everybody to have it. I like Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz didn't make it. And Ted Cruz didn't make it because of dirty things, Trump said. Ted Cruz didn't make it because millions more people voted for Donald Trump. That's the way it is, and that's the way it is. So you don't fear him. I like your take on what you said about the National Rifle Association. That's exactly what AWR and I were talking about, the same exact thing. Let's bring these 5 million members together and show the party who, in the news anyway, tends to be a little bit fractured. It's not. It's just the establishment not being able to figure out that they're finished. That's all that is, quite frankly.
Yes.
They're trying to stay relative and relevant, if you will,
right.
by saying, oh, well, we'll get around to endorse them. Nobody cares what they do anymore. They just haven't figured that out yet. But I agree with you. I think a lot of people took that away. This is the opportunity for us to step in here. Now, we support him on this program. For the very thing you just said, never Hillary. What happens if Hillary Clinton gets elected?
We get 5 Supreme Court justices that will make what Barack Obama has done to this country look like child's play. They will fundamentally reform and change America in ways that will shock us. That's taking them at their word. That's what they've said they want to do.
Oh, sure it is. Your children will never know the America you grew up in.
Mark, let me say one more thing about Donald Trump. Donald goes from subject to subject very quickly. But Mr. Let's Make a Deal, Mr. Everything I Say is a Suggestion, said something very simple, very believable, and very powerful. He said the Second Amendment is not negotiable. That's important to all of our listeners. That's important to every American.
And it's not just not negotiable. I like, and Rob, you've listened to the program for a long time. You've participated on it from time to time over the years. My feeling is that it's not debatable. And that when we talk about or engage someone, not necessarily talk about, because we have to answer the boneheaded statements, and we can do so in a ridiculing fashion on this program because they make it too easy. I'm talking about comments from someone like you know, Shannon Watts and Michael Bloomberg, right, and, you know, the Everytown. You have to answer them from time to time. But we don't need to get in the ring with them, and here's why. That's why they're not welcome on this program. Because it lends credibility to their argument, which has no credibility. It makes them relevant when they are, in fact, irrelevant. That is an un-American position. This is America. They are taking a position that is unconstitutional and un-American. And by getting in the ring with them, we legitimize what we should be delegitimizing. Does that make sense, Rob?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They're saying we want to rewrite the framework that forms America. They want, if you will, a cafeteria republic where today they can pick these rights and those rights and the other rights as suits their political impulse of the moment.
And that's because they believe that men grant rights.
Yes, exactly.
They don't believe that rights come from God. They believe Barack Obama can grant you the right. We can create a right out of thin air. We can create health care as a right. We can make abortion a right.
I saw this great phrase I want to share. They don't believe in the separation of church and state because the state is their church. It is their religion. Once a government has elected and it's the socialist utopia, they can do anything they want because government is their God. That's scary to me.
It should be frightening to every American. And here's something that Hillary Clinton said. Let me see if I can pull this up real fast. Love modern technology. Oh, by the way, Rasmussen polls and other polls are, in fact, showing Donald Trump ahead. You have a Fox News poll, a Rasmussen poll, and there was a third poll. It was a Washington Post poll, and they covered the poll up. They put it 219 words into a column several pages back that showed Donald Trump up. And they tended to try to blow it off, even their own internal polling. But polls show Clinton Trump tied in likely November matchup, record unfavorability. Of course, they always have to say something negative. It doesn't matter. Those are your two candidates, period. But Clinton went after Donald Trump's talk after the NRA by saying that he wants an America dominated by a bigoted, hateful, gun-toting youth. It's just incredible, the lies that they tell. Hey, Rob Morse, thanks, man, for being on the program. That half hour flew right by. You have a safe drive heading back to the Polite Society podcast studios. You got it?
Will do. Thank you again, Mark.
Thank you. It was great seeing you at the National Rifle Association meeting. Rob Morse, Polite Society podcast. Check it out. Google it up. You'll find everything you need to know about Rob. He's a great guy. He's got your back. He's defending your freedoms in front of his microphone. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. We'll be back with some of those emails from you right after this.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Hey, that's a great tune, and I know with the delay, I'm not singing it to the music. It sounds it's a little bit off, because I know you'd rather hear me than Mark Wills sing that. Isn't that the way that normally works? Hey, Shanto, why don't you make that mic live real quick? How about that?
How about you try not singing?
Okay, that's a deal. That's a deal. And I just won't now, because I'm a little bit tired. Been a long few days. I want to tell you something, Sean, that you'll appreciate. And I'm tweeting this out right now. I'll finish it after the break and get it out right now. I've got it already tweeted out, ready to hit tweet. But I'll hold off on that, because I want to attach a photograph. I was at the Second Amendment Foundation booth. This is important. This is what I want to point out about the National Rifle Association. All you headline surfers, maybe you're not a regular listener to the program. Maybe you're listening to me as you're driving through Atlanta right now on your way to grandma's house. Maybe you're on your way to vacation. Maybe you're doing something fun wherever you are. Maybe you're driving a truck along Interstate 40 coast to coast as the wheels of commerce, because you are part of the wheels of commerce that keep America spinning and humming, at least at, 2% gross domestic product under Barack Obama, the only president in American history that never hit 3, but I digress. Maybe you don't hear the program all the time. Maybe you don't know me. Maybe you don't know the nuance. Maybe you don't know what it is we do here all of the time. But, Sean, it's important people understand when the National Rifle Association gets demonized. Who's being demonized, isn't it?
Of course.
We need to understand who's being talked about. So let me go back to being at the Second Amendment Foundation booth. I could go in a million different directions here, but I don't want to do that. I was standing at the booth talking with Mr. Gottlieb when a man walked up, older man, early 90s, World War II veteran hat on. And that every time you have an opportunity to meet one of these individuals, you have to take it. You have to talk to this man. You need to learn a little bit about him and where he's been and what he does. And I'm getting ready to tweet this out to Shannon Watts and Moms Demand Action and to the other un-Americans because they need to see this. Because when they demonize the National Rifle Association, this is the man they're demonizing. And I took a photo of this man, this proud 90-plus-year-old World War II veteran, wearing his hat, walking that NRA convention floor with his cane, moving from booth to booth, coming over. Now, I want you to keep in mind, coming over to shake Alan Gottlieb's hand and thank him. This is a World War II veteran. They are aging. They are dying. And this man gave everything, risked everything in World War II, the big one. And he's coming to the Second Amendment Foundation booth to shake Alan Gottlieb's hand, to thank Alan Gottlieb. And I snapped his photo. And I'm going to send it. And if you get it, at AAR Mark on Twitter, at AAR Mark, retweet it, share it. Because when Shannon Watts and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, who, by the way, Hillary Clinton is a very bad man, when they demonize the National Rifle Association, that's the man they're demonizing. Him. And every law enforcement officer and veteran of every other war and ongoing wars that this country is involved in. And when you see that, it will anger you. And I want you to see this photograph I took. And if you head over to Twitter, at AAR Mark, retweet it. Get it out there. Send it to that good Democrat socialist in your life that hates the gun lobby. And look who they hate. Because of their ignorance. Because they believe the sound bite. The 30-second bite. From Shannon Watts and Hillary Clinton. I will stand up to the NRA. Oh, my God. That's who she's standing up to. This is what the media does. This is who America's mainstream press hates. Is this? They will never, ever publish this picture. And I want you to do that. It's just very important that we pass that along. I'm going to get it out in a number of social media circles, and I hope that you'll do it. You can follow me on Instagram. I don't even know what my Instagram name is. Follow me on Twitter, and you'll be able to connect to me through there. Or Facebook, armedamericanradio.com. Excuse me, facebook.com/armedamericanradio. Sean, does that anger you to hear things like that?
Yeah, but, you know, yeah, it does. And I'll tell you why. Because these people want to take it to a different level. And they want to put everybody that they don't agree with in a small box and make everybody else think that we're just a bunch of Neanderthals running around hacking up people and shooting people. And I think it's important that these people understand that we have certain rights that have been given to us, and we need to abide by those.
I got to tell you, I'm not going to do this while I'm on the air, but it'll distract me. But really angers me at my core when I see this. I've had the opportunity to shake the paws of some of the bravest men that have ever walked this planet. I've had the opportunity. I was in Scottsdale, Arizona a few years ago with my family on vacation, 3 years ago, I guess. And as we were pulling into the condo complex that we were staying at now out near the airport in Scottsdale, the van in front of us, or the SUV pulling in front of us, had a license plate, WW2VET. And I thought, wow. And we happened to pull in. I pulled in. I stalked him. I pulled in behind him. He got out. It was an older man with his wife and what appeared to be his grandchildren. And I walked up to him. I approached him, and I asked him about his license plate. He was a U.S. Marine who fought in the Pacific during World War II. And when I shook his hand, he oozed courage and honor and patriotism. And I thanked him for what he did and who he was. I was pumping gas at a BJ's. These are people who go to the NRA convention. I was pumping gas at a BJ's wholesale. Just last year, I told the story on the show. And there was a man pumping gas on the other side, and I noticed his World War II hat on. He had his veteran hat on. I got to talking to him. This man fought in the Pacific also. And when you have an opportunity and you have the chance to meet these people, and you do meet them at the NRA conventions, you take this opportunity and you shake these people's paws and you thank them for what they do. And this is what the National Rifle Association convention is all about. So as you hear Hillary Clinton, you know, bloviating out of her corrupt, lying mouth, this windbag that we're going to have to, unfortunately, hear for the next many months until Donald Trump shellacks her in November to end this Obama nightmare in America, you understand and realize that these are the people that she's demonizing. Okay? Don't forget that. And I saw this picture during the break, and I wanted to mention that because I thought it was important. And here we come up on the break now, so we'll close out. When I come back, I'm going to read you some emails, and we'll close out this edition of Armed American Radio. Very special two-hour Breitbart News Armed American Radio edition in the first 2 hours of the program. If you want to comment, send it to me right now. Now's the time. If you want me to read it today, Armed American Radio, mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. See you back here in just a couple seconds, live from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Live from the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
You and I both know concealed carry is a serious subject, and being prepared to protect your family when it matters most means more than just being a good shot at the range. And that's why 135,000 of your fellow responsibly armed Americans already read Concealed Carry Magazine from cover to cover, including my columns. A subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine isn't just an entire year of unbiased gun and gear reviews. It's so much more. It's real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day, just like you and I. It's life-saving information that'll keep you up to date and prepared. And most importantly, it'll help you be ready and confident to protect your family if you're ever faced with a life or death situation. Begin your subscription today, and not only will you be looking forward to a full year of America's number one publication for responsibly armed citizens, but you'll also automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this offer won't last long, so go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one and the number four, oneofourguns.com, to activate your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. Again, that's oneofourguns.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to
to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it?
Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. But you better hurry. Registration ends May 24th. American Marksman, are you the one?
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
I just don't understand the man who possesses no means to defend his family. To me, that's unconscionable. That's your number one responsibility.
I've been holding a gun in my hand since I was probably old enough to walk. I really have. It's part of my everyday life to be armed. I don't go anywhere without my gun.
You need to carry on, carry often, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Why would you even consider that?
Now, back to the host of Armed American Radio,
Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the final segment of Armed American Radio. Today here, the monster broadcast on the heels of the National Rifle Association annual meetings of 2016. Next year's Book It Up is in Atlanta. Ooh, we'll have a big presence there. You'll be able to come out and meet me and shake my paw and all kinds of fun stuff. So go ahead and book it up. Find you a hotel out there. You know, I got to give you the dates, don't I? I'll do that in just a second. Let me pull those up here. But I'm going to go to the emails here real fast. This email just came in a few minutes ago. From Michelle Morales. Hi, Mark. My name is Michelle. I stumbled on your radio show today on my way home from work, and I am hooked. My life story is long and complicated, but one of my recent highlights was meeting a wonderful man who loves me. After listening to you for a few minutes, I sent him a text to tell him about your show because I know he will love your discussion. He's a lifelong member of the NRA and won't even have a firearm law discussion with anyone who isn't. He worries about our country, about our safety, about our rights. He's a real man. You have a new fan in me as of today. I think you'll enjoy one of the songs he wrote called Ain't Common Sense. It's his Second Amendment anthem for sure. Have a great day. Michelle Morales, St. George, Utah. Michelle, thank you for that email. Emails like that just have a way of making my day. You know what I'm saying? You do know what I'm saying. That's why you sent it. I've got the link, and I will listen to the tune. You never know. You might hear it on the radio here. You just never know. Thank you for that email, Michelle. I appreciate it very much. Maybe you guys can come out, you and your husband, to Atlanta to the National Rifle Association meetings next year. Maybe even closer, the USCCA Expo in Fort Worth. Ooh, there's an idea, but a whole nother discussion. Emails, let's keep going. There's, Carl Thompson wants my meatloaf recipe. Oh, somebody else just sent something in about that vile dude Hillary. Yeah, they're coming at me. Oh, okay, here, this is a really good email. I really enjoyed getting this. American Marksman, you hear it. I advertised on the program. We've been talking about it now for the last few months. You have until the 24th. This is live radio, not delayed stuff. So this is real time. I'm not telling you you have 2 days, 4 days ago. I'm telling you you have 2 days right now. You have 2 days from the sound of my voice, the 24th. Okay, and it's important that you pay attention to this American Marksman. If you want to participate, the opportunity for you to do so is coming to a close. Take a listen to this email. Mark, I am a 13-year-old, and my dad always listens to your show. And he heard about American Marksman. He and I signed up, and we drove to Portland to shoot at the range, and I am third in the standing now. Third in the standing. I hope to qualify for regionals. I shot my uncle's Ruger 10/22, classic firearm, classic firearm. Everybody should have one, with a red dot on it. I think you should do your radio show from the finals in January. I'm sending this from my dad's email. Here is a picture of my third place targets. I live in Carlton, Oregon. Christian Klein. Christian, thank you for that wonderful email. And look at the qualification. I wish I've got to play theater of the mind with you. He's holding up the American Marksman qualifying targets. And he's got five rounds. Yeah, what's that? Was one, two, three, four. He's got five rounds, and there's one, two, three, four, five targets on the sheet. And the darn sheet's as tall as Christian is. God bless him. And he's got all of his rounds centered. Perfect. Beautiful. And I got to tell you, Christian, that email made my afternoon. You know, it was a long day today. It really was. Your feet hurt. Your back hurts. You don't get a lot of sleep. You get up, you fly, you get home, you drop it off, then you go to work to bring this program to you. And to get that email really, truly made my day. So, Christian, good luck to you. And let me tell you something. I've already forwarded an email regarding the finals, doing the radio show from the finals in January. We need to look at some dates, but that is a very real possibility. And because of you, we may very well be able to make that happen. We have to make sure that there's no travel overlap with SHOT Show because we have to move the studios. We bring the mobile equipment with us, okay? Notice I said mobile. Don't you love that? 13 years old. Christian in Portland, in Carlton, Oregon. Beautiful place, by the way. So, Christian, thanks for that, brother. That really, really made my day. Really appreciate that.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, go ahead, Shanto.
I have a question to ask you.
Sure.
Which one do you think Hillary looks like, a badger or a hedgehog?
Well, I think badgers are beautiful animals, and I think hedgehogs are beautiful animals. So neither.
Okay, I'll take that.
Where were you trying to go with that? Did I screw up a joke or something?
No, I was just asking. I mean, to me, she looks like a badger and a hedgehog.
I don't know. I never thought about what she looked like. I just thought about what she thinks. And if I did think about what she looked like, I wouldn't say it. I'm not on satellite radio, and I'll leave it at that. Let me go to another email before I get myself in trouble. Hey, Mark, been walking around checking the Second Amendment Foundation booth and the Crossbreed Holster booth and keep missing you. I'm sure you are headed back south, so I'll just catch you on the radio. Thanks, Ed and Kathy Hill. Now, that was yesterday, and I didn't head back south. And Ed and Kathy, I met a lot of people at the convention floor. And I hope I had a chance to meet you both. If I didn't, I apologize. Now, I got a great story for you, Sean. You'll love this.
All right.
Last year's NRA was in Nashville. Another wildly successful event. And I had a man and his wife come up to meet yesterday on those little scooters, okay?
Yeah.
And he said, Mark, I don't know if you remember meeting me, but I met you last year here at the convention. You read one of my emails on the air, and I heard it live and my wife was driving. He said, had I been driving down the road and heard that, I probably would have wrecked my car. and he was thrilled about that. And he came to the NRA convention to tell me that. And last year, of course, being held in Nashville. And he came up to the booth to tell me that. I had my family there with me at that time. He had an opportunity to meet my wife and my kids. And I remembered him. He is the individual, Sean, you will remember him too. Do you remember when I read the U.S. Postal Service actual guidelines for how to deal with an active shooter?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's just say that I got those guidelines from him. He's now retired. God bless him. And he and his wife bought me a shirt and brought it to the NRA convention this year. Met him at the Crossbreed booth. And it had my name embroidered on it. And underneath the U.S. Postal Service logo, or above the U.S. Postal Service logo, it said, above it, it said, Armed American Radio going, and then the United Postal Service logo below it. It was absolutely wonderful. So you can figure that one out for yourself. Armed American Radio. You've been listening to the Monster Broadcast. Thanks to everybody that I had an opportunity to shake your paw and meet you this weekend. It was really wonderful. And to those of you I couldn't, well, we'll meet soon. I can promise you that. We'll give you the tour schedule as we wind down towards the summer when we really kick it off officially August 28th at the Minnesota State Fair, as we always do for the Gun on a Stick. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Doesn't matter, guys, gals, just don't be that unarmed caveman or cavewoman, please. And I'll see you on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Why? Because we're going to get up and just tick off the liberal gun grabbers again tomorrow. See you on the radio.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights. If you'd like to contact the show or get more information, it would be great to hear from you. Just go online and visit armedamericanradio.com.
That's armedamericanradio.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.